Feel that. Let it get on into the pores. You're listening to 91.7 KOOP back on the air. Or you're listening worldwide on the World Wide Web at KOOP.org. Hornsby, Austin. I messed that up a little bit. You're listening to the Mascot Wedding Show. I am David.
I am Mac. And this is the radio show where we open the phones to the community. Anytime you want to call in, that phone number is 472-5667, 472-KOOP. Mascot Wedding, back on the air!
We're fighting our way back!
That's right. I don't know if you noticed or not, but we were... that was a little joke. Of course you noticed that Mac and David have been absent from your radio dial for these past 3 weeks. As co-op has dealt with some difficulties in keeping a building not on fire.
Yeah.
But as that song, trying to get into the mood here, he can't stop co-op. He can't. Can't stop the Mascot Wedding Show. Look, you try and knock us off the air, where are we, David? Where are we?
Well, we're back on the air.
Right back on.
That's right. We're digging in our heels, and we're rolling up our sleeves, and we're going to fight the good fight.
That's right. I'm looking at his sleeves right now, rolled up.
That's right. All the way up, like right over my pack of cigarettes.
Yeah, he's got... I got my skull in my right arm, and then the left arm, spit cup.
Yeah, I'm going to forget it's up there, and then I'm going to unroll my sleeves today when I get home from work, and cigarettes are going to fall out and be like, that's right.
That's right. Mascot winning can't be stopped is what he's going to say.
No, and smoking is delicious is also what I was saying.
Weird.
Yeah.
Well, we're not broadcasting out of the usual beautiful co-op studio on Airport Boulevard. Whoops. We're actually broadcasting from Intercom. Communications has lent us a studio.
That's right.
Graciously, I might add, lent us a studio.
Out of the kindness of their cold black hearts.
It's they didn't have to do this, and we appreciate it. This is actually the studio used to be the home for the Beat 104.3.
Oh, that's right.
But I believe, I guess they've moved or somebody else bought them. So we might actually get some, I've been told we might get some phone calls from some Beat people trying to call up and request some songs, maybe give a shout out.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of hoping that happens. I'm going to be honest with you.
Yes. Any 104.3 listeners who happen to stumble across this and want to give a shout out to Ray Ray, letting him know you're thinking about him while you're working at the shortstop, why don't you give us a call?
And if you work at shortstop, give us a call. Maybe we can get a discount on burgers.
Yeah.
But part of the deal about being in the new studio here at Intercoms, we have to bring on a corporate sponsor. And so this is a Lipton Iced Tea Mascot Wedding Show. For, I think, the next 3 months.
Yeah, and that's fine. You know, we'd like to thank the good folks at, I can't even read this, Lipton Iced Tea for their refreshing variety of flavors. Mascot Wedding. Delicious.
Yeah, it doesn't mean that we're going to alter the programming anyway and, you know, like sell out or anything, but I will say the Lipton Iced Tea is delicious and refreshing.
No, we're keeping it true to our roots, okay? This is co-op. This is community radio. People try to stop us. They can't stop us. We're back on. Excuse me one second. Got a little parched. Oh, that's good tea.
That is. And you look cool drinking it.
Did you try
KOOP? You're on the air.
Oh, hey, what's the deal? I was trying to get a request for Chameleon Air True.
Oh, okay. Are you going to send it out to anyone?
Just send it out to the ATX. Let you know.
All right, what's your name?
I'm Nate, by the way.
All right, I got it queued up. Can you introduce it?
What's that?
Can you be like, yo, this is Nate, sending out Chameleon Air to the ATX. What up?
All right, yeah, I can.
All right, give me some of that right now.
Hey, this may shout out to the ATX with Chameleon Air. True. All right, thanks, y'all.
All right, done. There's one beat.
See, how fun was that?
Yeah, that was really good. We're not gonna play it.
No, I don't even know what that is. Is that like vaudeville?
It's like a millionaire chameleon. I mean, it's like they had those turtles that had ninja powers for a while. Ninja powers. They just have powers. I guess so.
Is it like that that racist frog on the WB? Is like. Come watch our show.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Why was he racist?
I think it was the top hat.
Why is that racist? I don't get it.
Because people weren't allowed to wear top hats.
Which people? I don't understand.
Non-cartoons. All right. It was racist in reference to Cool World.
It's weird that no one can hear your tap dancing, David.
But they can hear plenty of Michigan J. Frog's tap dancing.
Know. That was my fault, though. I'm trying to give you a hard time. So what have you been doing instead of rocking the radio, David?
Oh, wow. Well, unfortunately, the unfortunate situation at co-op immediately killed my New Year's resolution of 2008, which was to stay on the air. So I got myself some ice cream, ate a lot of it, sort of wallowed in my own misery slash filth slash lack of showering. But then I picked myself up by the bootstraps and just settled into the couch for about 3 weeks of Maury Povich.
You know, I'll say this. You do seem about, and I'm just going to throw this number out there, okay?
Uh-huh.
So if I'm wrong, correct me. Feel free.
Sure.
You're about 70 pounds heavier. Am I right?
I'm about 64.
Okay.
I weighed myself this morning. I'm at a cool 438 right now.
And you know what, though? I can't tell, though. You look great.
No, I feel great, except for, like, the night sweats. And I can't fit in my shower anymore.
It was awkward getting you in here.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
It's okay.
I thought the ore was properly buttered.
Mm-hmm.
It was not. Made for, no pun intended, a sticky situation.
do you think you're going to, I mean, you wear it well. Do you think you're going to try and keep it on, or you might want
to? I might try to shape it a little bit. I think I might go with a little MMA or mixed martial arts.
Yeah.
Try to get in there. I've already got a nickname. It's going to be Fatso.
You know, I believe, and somebody told me this, so.
Yeah.
Can't verify it. American Gladiator tryouts are in Austin this weekend.
No.
Yes.
Maybe I should try out.
Yeah, go for it. Maybe you should try it as a gladiator.
Oh, okay. So, like, instead of being a contestant on the show, I would just kick somebody aside and take their pugil stick and just be like, come on. You think you could take your old man?
That's a thunder stick, David.
Is it a thunder stick now?
It is now. See, I don't know how American Gladiators works, but I think I do.
Okay.
And I think if you go to the contestant tryout and you're so awesome and you're dressed flamboyantly, they'll just go ahead and make you a gladiator.
Huh. Well, I got to try that then.
Fatso, that's going to be your gladiator.
Yeah. Or I might think of something clever, like Big Fat or something.
I haven't seen the new version of American Gladiators, so I can't tell you if that's in line with their names or not.
Oh.
I know there's one guy named Wolf.
Yeah.
Because he howls like a wolf.
Uh-huh.
So maybe, I don't know, work on something like that. What do you think?
I'll try it.
All right. KOOP, you're on the air.
Hey, I got a question for you. Hey, you know the new song that came out by Eminem?
Yeah.
That came out with. Do you know the name of it?
I sure do.
Can you tell me?
I know that was just one of our callers, probably.
Oh, it feels good to laugh again.
Probably, trying to mess with us, trying to paint us into a corner. And you know what? You know what I'll say to you, caller? Kudos. Kudos. That was good.
That was very good. You helped us out. You're helping out co-op in ways you can't imagine.
You know what I'd been doing over my break?
What's that?
Watching a little TV.
Oh, you got any shows in particular you like?
Yeah, I AMC one week, which I don't know what AMC stands for anymore. It used to stand for American Movie Classics.
Right. No, it couldn't possibly stand for that now.
Well, they showed Catwoman. So maybe it stands for American Movie Catwoman. I don't know. KOOP, you're on the air.
Hey, this is the same cat. I didn't catch the name of that song.
Oh, okay. Hey, what's your name, caller?
Oh, I'm...
Yeah, did it again. Oh. Give it a rest, buddy. Okay. All right. You haven't watched AMC.
And... You're listening to the David Laughing Show.
Oh.
If I could just do a quick aside, I know you're going to get into what
you're
watching.
You know what? Let's keep it rolling. What's your quick aside?
My quick aside is that we didn't really have a ton planned for the show because we just wanted to get our radio legs back. Like, we were worried about, we've been off the air for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
We want to make sure we get back in the groove. I feel in the groove. That guy,
yeah.
Eminem guy, helping out a lot.
Oh.
Anyway, go ahead.
I was going to say, so I've been watching AMC.
Uh-huh.
And they did this thing called, Complete Collection. Where they showed all 5 Death Wish movies in 1 week.
Right.
They showed, Monday Death Wish 1, Tuesday Death Wish 2, etc. And so I watched all of them.
Wow.
And actually, I didn't watch all of them. Around Death Wish 5, I kind of, I just couldn't take it anymore.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you. It's funny because in the first Death Wish one, Charles Bronson. Hey, Charles Bronson. He starts out. He's a vigilante, but he's reluctant. He's a reluctant killer at first. Like, after his first kill, he throws up. He's so overcome with emotion. Like, he doesn't know what he's becoming. But around Death Wish 3, he's fully accepted it, and now he's a professional murderer, pretty much. Like, in I think the description on my TiVo, it said, like, architect becomes vigilante. But in Death Wish 3, it also said architect. But it was like, I don't see him doing any architecture, but I do see him wasting street punks.
It was architect parentheses question mark close parentheses.
Yeah, exactly. And number three, Death Wish 3, was by far the most ridiculous.
Was that the one, like, by the time the third one rolls around, they're just anticipating his killing spree, so it's like, oh, there's a bad neighborhood, I gotta go there. And so, like, the people are standing in the streets, like, welcome, Death Wish, like, holding up signs and little flags.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, he gets arrested, or somebody dies next to him. And instead of telling the cops that he didn't do it, he, of course, fights them at every opportunity. Like, what's your name? What's it to you? You know, like, just tell him your name, Death Wish. You know, you make things go easy on you. He's like, yeah, I'm not telling nobody nothing.
Do you need a ride home, Death Wish? Life's a ride.
Yeah, exactly. And then he kicks the cop in the throat. And so the cop's like, I know who you are, Death Wish. Go ahead and go kill criminals. I wish I could kill criminals, but I'm a cop. So you go kill criminals instead for me. And so he turns them loose in this it's basically like a retirement apartment complex.
Yeah.
But for some reason, nobody loves picking on these retirees more than street punks.
Of course. They want those sweet, sweet meds.
And it's kind of it's hard to discern, like, what, you know, the sort of allegiance these street punks have. Because, you know, you see gangs and usually, you know, if you look at a gang, it's not like the United Colors of Benetton. But this one was like is a multi-ethnic, multiracial gang.
Uh-huh.
And they seem to, like, their pattern of dress was just kind of bad.
Yeah.
And somewhat leathery. Like, one guy would look like a biker. Another guy looks like he's going to, you know, Carnival this weekend.
Right.
You know, he's got, like, the tank top that's, like, mesh. And, you know, like a little choker collar. Kind of looks a little sexy.
Okay.
He's, like, big and muscular.
He's like a hot punk.
Yeah, exactly. Like, he just walked out of, a dance video.
Okay.
Or a workout video. They dance in those.
They do, but they also sweat.
But, he wasted them all. Paul Kersey. And, of course, in the end, he just backs up a suitcase. He's like, move it on to the next town.
So it's like the end of Incredible Hulk, where he's just sort of hitching a ride.
Yeah, exactly. That was the end of Death Wish 1. Like, they're like, get out of town, Death Wish. And he's like, all right. And so he goes to Chicago, and, like, some punks, like, knock a lady's purse down or something. And he looks at him, and he kind of gives him, like, the finger gun.
Yeah.
As if to say, I'll murder you later. Like, so.
I feel bad for the street punk who knocks the purse out.
Yeah.
And he sees Paul Kersey do the finger guns, and he's like, what does that mean? Like, he has no idea how much blood is on Paul Kersey's hands, not knowing that he will be the next to receive a death wish.
So, a movie's called Death Wish.
Uh-huh.
When you hear that name, what do you think's going on?
I think it's a birthday party of some sort.
No. You think that maybe a person would have, like, a death wish themselves.
Oh, right. Yeah. Because, reckless. No holds barred.
Exactly. Spot on. But, in fact, he doesn't have a death wish because no one can kill him.
Oh.
Although, I'll tell you who does have a death wish. Anyone who wants to date Charles Bronson in any of these movies. The movies either start out or they're sort of catalysts to kick into that second gear is when Death Wish's girlfriend dies or gets murdered by his enemies. And Charles Bronson, like, in the first one, he's been married for a long time. He's got, like, a fully adult daughter. But in movie number 5, he's still pulling down, like, the hottest fashion designer in the business.
Yeah.
You know, he's got, I don't know how old he is at this point, but he's like, hey, ladies, love me. Oh, and Death Wish 5, by the way, which I couldn't watch all of it. I had enough. His wife is, or his girlfriend at the time, is a famous fashion designer, and her ex-husband has his greedy criminal claws entrenched into the fashion industry, and so he can get away with murder and stuff. I don't understand. What?
Who's he killing? Is he killing, like, other designers?
He's killing people in, like, a garment factory at first because he's trying to launder money. And they're like, I can only launder money so fast. And he's like, oh, yeah? And then he, like, takes a sewing machine and, like, rips a guy's belly open.
You know, I got to tell you, that's not the best way to motivate employees. Like, maybe, you know, like, hey, if we hit our sales goal, quarterly bonus. Not like, If you don't launder money faster, I'll gut you like a pig.
Yeah, that doesn't make the money laundering go any faster. In fact, you're spot on. One other guy complained after that, and he also had to kill him.
Did he file a grievance with HR?
No, he, like, spit in the bad guy's, like, general direction.
Oh.
And I think his response was, not smart. And sure enough, he killed him.
Huh.
Yeah.
I don't want to work for that factory.
Yes. One more thing about Death Wish, and then I'll shut the hell up. Is that on the little, like, program guide, it gives it, like, a star rating. And as the week would progress, those stars would get smaller and smaller. Like, Death Wish 1, it was like, 3 stars. Death Wish 5 was like, half star.
Aww.
It was kind of sad. So you want to pay some bills?
Let's pay some bills real quick.
All right, what am I playing here on the Lipton Iced Tea Presents Underwriting track?
You're playing a thing for co-op.
What track?
Oh, track one.
Okay. We'll be right back on the Mascot Winning Show. My name is Beck.
I'm David.
On KOOP. Hornsby Austin.
Take you back.
There we go.
Do, 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 do. Take you back.
Just filling out this new studio.
Oh, man. Just exploring the space with my
good
rhythm.
I'll tell you, Dave. It feels good.
Almost as good as this Neutrogena hand cream. Have you tried this?
No. Let me try it right now.
Sure. By the way, I should mention the second half of the Mascot Wedding Show is sponsored by Neutrogena.
And oh, man. My hands feel younger. I feel younger.
Yes. And this studio looks not a day over 20.
That's right.
Thanks to Neutrogena.
Yay!
Yay!
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Mascot Wedding Show. My name is Mac.
I'm David.
And we're going to do a little call-in topic here. Try and get our sea legs back. Welcome you back to the radio program. That phone number is 472-5667.
K-O. I forgot. What station did we work for?
472-K-O-O-P. Call in, and we'll give you the topic once you call in. We're going to try it that way. That seemed, you know what? So go ahead and do that.
We're going to dangle the carrot out there, you donkeys.
Yep, and if nobody calls in, we'll make visiting up next DJ Savvy Pinchbottom do it. And
yeah.
None of us want that. Not a single person. So 472-5667, 472-K-O-O-P, call up.
You know what we should do? If somebody does call up for 104.3, we should force the topic on them.
See, I don't know if we're going to get a legitimate caller for that.
I don't think so.
I appreciate the last guy. I'm messing around a little bit. Tell you what, while people are calling in, because there is a radio delay, David. That's probably why.
Oh, that's
calling.
Why.
Yeah, there you go. 472-5667, 472-KOOP. Let's put Slappy Pinchbottom on the spot. Slappy, you want to approach microphone 3?
Microphone 3.
You there, Slappy? Not that one? Well, we'll take a call.
Here I am.
Oh, hang on. We're going to take a call real quick.
KOP, you're on the air.
Are you sure about that?
Yes, I am. Who is this?
I'm going to call myself Sean.
All right, Sean, you ready to give a little topic here? A little topic activity?
Sure. What's the topic?
The topic is, what up?
What up?
What we're going to do is we're gonna throw a phrase out there, a name, a place, a topic in the news right now, and you're going to tell us what up with that.
Okay.
Okay, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Super Bowl, what up?
Puppy Bowl.
Oh.
Okay. Got a little Puppy Bowl preference out there. All right, that's fine.
All right. Thanks for playing, Sean.
Yeah, no problem.
That's how easy it is, folks.
That's how you do it.
That is how easy it is.
Except maybe next time, maybe not a little less word association. We're not testing you for bipolar disorder.
I'm not going to put rules on this, but yes, talk more.
If I had my druthers, talk a little more.
You know what? I will give you your druthers.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, Slappy, what's going on?
Not much.
Oh!
I'm here in the studio.
Oh, it's good to hear that voice again.
That was quite the velvet voice. Remember, if you want to call in and play What Up, 472-5667, 472-KOP. You ready, Slappy?
Yes.
Slappy.
Mm-hmm.
New studio, what up?
I think it's the opposite direction of gravity. That's my intuition about it.
Sabi, there's no wrong or right answers in what up. That was a wrong answer. You've broken what up.
How would you explain left and right to someone from another planet?
Using my hands.
Yes.
Next.
Exactly.
As long as the other person had hands. All right. Well, thank you for playing what up, Sabi Pitchbottom.
It's my pleasure.
All right, 472-5667, 472-KOOP, if you want to call and play what up. David, I'm going to give you a what up.
Okay, go for it.
All right. Hey, David.
Yes, sir.
Puppy Bowl, what up?
Give it a few more years, and it might overtake the Super Bowl as the greatest thing on that particular day, because it's adorable. I can't get enough of it. I was skeptical at first. I can't get enough of it now.
How do you feel about the Kitty Halftime Show?
I feel, you know what? Let's rank it. All right, Puppy Bowl. Puppy Bowl is the granddaddy of them all.
Okay.
That's top.
Yeah.
Coming in second place, the tailgating. at the very with the kiddies hanging out with like the little fake grills and like the little fake parking spaces.
Okay.
That's second. Kitty halftime show, third. Because halftime shows always terrible.
That's true. That's true. They are. Do you think another network? I mean, because let's face it, Puppy Bowl is counter programming.
Uh huh.
Because, you know, people are all watching the Super Bowl. They want to, you know, they're hurting for viewers. So the Puppy Bowl, a brilliant piece.
Stroke of genius.
Of counter-programming. Do you think other networks will try and pick up on that?
I think they will because the television industry is just, there's vultures. They'll see something successful and they'll be like, I got to get in on that. And they'll just pick away at the carcass.
All right, let's say Food Network. What would be their Puppy Bowl?
Salad Bowl. It would be a an all-day competition making the most delicious salad.
See, I don't know about that. I wouldn't tune into that.
I don't know what else comes in a bowl in the Food Network. Cereal bowl.
Is anything like instantly attractive on the Food Network? That's a tough one.
Yeah, the lady who does Everyday Italian. Boom!
Okay, well then it would just be...
Pow!
What's her name?
Giada De Laurentiis.
It would be the Giada De Laurentiis bowl.
Zing!
It would just be her sitting in a giant cereal bowl rotating. How about
I'd
that?
Be okay with that.
Oh, there it is. All right.
Singing the theme to Goldfinger, I believe.
Okay. Or either that, the Scorpio version.
Oh, yeah.
Scorpio. You want to give me a what up?
I do want to give you a what up.
Then lay it on me.
As soon as I take care of some business real quick. Got to give you a what up.
Now remember, folks, we'd like you to play what up. Just call in 472-5667, 472-KOOP.
Okay, I got a what up for you.
All right.
You ready, Mac?
I'm ready.
Mac Blake?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Juno, what up?
Haven't seen it yet.
Oh, yeah?
I had a dream, though, about Juno. Would you like me to tell it to you?
I would love to you to tell me this.
Okay, so I was supposed to meet up with John Erler one night. He's another DJ on the station.
The John Erler?
Yeah, not very popular, I know.
Okay.
But he's another DJ on the station. I was supposed to meet up with him one night. But right after I got off work at International Tomato, I just went home and I fell asleep.
Uh-huh.
And I had a dream. And in this dream, John approached me in a ghost-like form.
Okay.
And he comes up to me and he goes, hey, Mark! And I was like, hey, John. Have you seen Juno yet? No, I haven't seen it. Have you?
Yes.
Really? What'd you think?
Not so great.
And then I remember thinking, like, I wish we hadn't been talking about this now, because I wanted to save that question for later when I meet up with you. In case there's a lull in conversation, I would have a go-to ready topic. Have you seen Juno yet? And then I feverishly woke up from my sleep, like, instead of screaming, I woke up and I was like, gotta go. Like, gotta go meet John. So Ghost John says not so great in my dream.
Have you talked to real John about it?
Yes.
What does he say?
I don't think he's seen it. But I'll say this, it worked out nicely because the dream, it filled that void of conversation that was going to have with John.
Well done. Well done, Ghost John.
Yay, all right. I'm going to give you a topic quick. This is going to have to be the last what up.
All right.
Because our New Year's resolution is not to cut into Slappy Pinch Bottoms Hour.
Forget that.
All right.
Crumple, crumple, crumple. Toss.
The new Rambo movie. David, what up?
I'm surprised I haven't seen that years ago. I should have been
super surprised.
I should have been waiting in line. I should have had like a sleeping bag and like some hot cocoa and been the first one to see it. I've been busy/tired and I haven't gotten to see it, but I want to see it so bad.
You camped out in one of those portable storage units before Rocky Balboa.
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You like had like one of those like tough sheds.
Like, yeah, it cost me like $700 and worth every penny.
Yeah, delivered to the Alamo Draft House. Uh-huh. So you could sit outside before Rocky, but you haven't seen Rambo yet.
I haven't seen Rambo yet.
All right. Well, you know what? See it this week. We need a review next week.
Okay, fine. I will come here with a bushel full of reviews for you.
Well, it is about our time to vominos. Got to back off from that. You can visit www.mascotwedding.com for podcasts of this show. David, do you have any final thoughts before we pass the baton to Slappy Pinch Bombs Odd Preoccupation?
Yeah, I got a real quick thought, and it ties into the last song we're going to play today. No, we don't want to dwell too much on the events that happened over the past month. Kind of a sore subject, but sometimes in life, people are going to try to push you down. Sometimes people are going to try to keep you from moving forward, but you know what you got to do, Mac?
No, tell me.
You got to get up, and yeah. You got to move forward. Uh-huh. You got to walk.
How do you gotta walk, David?
Walk hard.
Oh, okay. All right. This is Mascot Wedding Show. See you next week.
See ya.
Walk hard. Hard. Down life's rocky road.